Chapter 4. The Kissing Booth. By the end of Friday, the booth was finished, ready for the carnival on Saturday. Lee came to my house to get me at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. "I hate mornings," I said. I was still half asleep.
"Here,"
Lee said, passing me a coffee.
"Will this help?"
At school, we put the sign on our booth and put up the pink and red decorations. We put some chairs inside and checked the music. The booth looked really good. Then Rachel, a girl that Lee really liked, came over and started talking to him. "I'm going to look around the other booths," I told Lee, so he could be alone with Rachel. I really wanted this to go well for Lee. He didn't have a girlfriend, and he never dated a girl for long. Usually, his girlfriends didn't like Lee and I being together so much and broke up with him. I waited 15 minutes and then went back to our booth. Rachel and Lee were standing very close together when I walked up.
"Hi, Elle. Lee was just asking me to a movie," Rachel said. Her face was pink.
"That's great," I said. Just then, the 8 people who were working the kissing booth arrived. The 4 girls were wearing pretty dresses, and the boys were in jeans and nice shirts. They all looked really cool. "Okay, so Ash and Dave and Lily and Karen, you're first. The others will change places with you in 30 minutes," I told them. "It's $2 a kiss, and Lee and I will take the money." In front of the booth, there was already a long line of girls on one side and boys on the other. "All ready?" I asked. Lee started the music and grinned at me as we opened the booth. After 20 minutes, both the lines were huge. "Everyone's having a wonderful time. This is amazing," I said to Lee, who was counting the money.
"And we've already made nearly $200,
he told me. Just then, Karen came running out of the booth. "I can't do it," she said. "It's my ex-boyfriend. He's in the line."
"But if you go, Lily will be on her own," I said.
Lee was looking at me.
"You'll have to do it, Elle. Just until Karen's ex is gone."
"I can't work the kissing booth. I've never kissed a guy in my life," I thought.
"No way. I can't," I said.
"You have to. It won't be for long,"
Lee said, pushing me toward the booth. I walked up to Karen's empty chair in a dream. I looked at the line of guys in front of me. Lily smiled at me from the other chair and called,
"Next."
A guy went up to kiss her. Then I saw him. Not Karen's ex-boyfriend, but Noah, waiting in line. He was next. He walked up to the booth and sat down opposite me.
"Since when were you working the kissing booth?"
he asked. "Since Karen saw her ex in the line? I guess he's gone. I was so nervous that I was having trouble getting my words out. I couldn't think. Was my first kiss really going to be with Noah Flynn? My best friend's big brother? The guy that could drive me crazy in 3 seconds. I stared at his mouth, and I suddenly remembered falling into him in the kitchen at his party.
I didn't pay $2 to talk,
he said with a smile. I don't have to kiss him if I don't want to. Nobody can make me, I thought. He moved toward me, and then I was moving toward him. My first kiss. He kissed me, and I kissed him back. For a moment, I forgot about everything. I forgot that this was a kissing booth, and forgot that people were watching us. I forgot that this was Noah, who annoyed me so much. After the kiss, he moved back. I could hear people in the line talking about us.
Wow,
Noah whispered. Someone touched my shoulder, making me jump.
It's okay now. My ex is gone. You can go now, Karen said, looking annoyed.
I nodded and stood up, still in a dream, and walked slowly out of the booth.
Karen's back then?
Lee said to me, without looking up from his phone. I think I just kissed your brother, I said slowly.
What? You and Noah? That's so weird. How did I not see that?
You were texting Rachel? Lee laughed.
You're right. But you two are not going to start dating, are you?
No, Lee. How could that work?
Yeah. If you date my brother and then break up with him, you might not want to be around me either.
Lee, I want to be your friend forever. I'll never do anything to hurt what we have.
I know.
Lee smiled.
Anyway, is it okay if I take Rachel to the movies tonight?
Surely. I'm happy for you. I'll ask my dad for a ride home. Then I remembered. Oh, no. Dad's taking Brad to soccer. But it's fine. You go and have a good time with Rachel. Really. The next minute, there was a crowd of girls around me.
Is it true?
One asked. Did you and Flynn really kiss? Another one said. Do you like him that way? Did I? I didn't know. Sometimes I hated Noah, but at the same time, I liked him too. At the end of the carnival, Lee and Rachel went off together, and I stayed to clean up. I counted our money. We had $614, which was more than any other booth.
Lee's gone, so do you need a ride?
I looked around and saw Noah. Oh no, I thought. Now I have to ride Noah's motorbike again.
It's okay. I have my car. I know you hated the bike,
he said, guessing my thoughts. My heart started racing. Sure, I said, trying to sound normal. I followed him to his car.
Okay if we stop at my house first?
He said.
My dad bought a video game for Brad, which I can give you.
No problem, I said. We didn't talk much in the car. Everything felt so weird and different. The kiss doesn't mean anything to him, I told myself. I know he's had lots of girlfriends. Kissing me was nothing special. Then I knew that I wanted to kiss him again. That's not going to happen, Elle, I thought. Noah is Lee's big brother, who only sees you as a little sister. And remember, you're angry with him. But it didn't really help. I still wanted to kiss him again. We finally got to his house. I'll come in and get the game for Brad. Then I can walk home from here, I said. I didn't want to be in Noah's car any longer. I followed him into his kitchen and waited while he found the game. He came toward me with it. He was half a meter away from me. Then he was even closer. Before I knew what I was doing, I reached up and touched my lips to his. Noah looked at me, surprised. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I started. But he just kissed me again. I felt his hands on my back. Suddenly, I realized what we were doing. Noah, we can't do this, I said. I don't want to be just another name on the long list of girls that you've kissed.
Is that what you think of me?
Noah said.
You know, a lot of girls talk about kissing me when it isn't true.
He looked like he was telling the truth. And for the first time ever, he looked nervous. What do you want then, Noah? I said. We argue, and you're crazy, always getting into fights. And you're Lee's big brother. We can't be together. If Lee finds out, he'll be so hurt.
Well, maybe Lee doesn't have to know,
Noah said.
Elle, I can't stop thinking about you. You're the one girl that acts normally around me, and I like that.
You said you saw me as your little sister. Why did you say that?
Because I thought you didn't want me back.
I do want you. I couldn't believe what I was saying. All I knew was that I was reaching up to kiss him again. Promise me that Lee won't find out, I said. He nodded and kissed me back.